This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Sam, I am not Doug, I am. And yes, I did see Pierce and hear Pierce Brosnan sing. Okay, now.
And you live to tell the tale.
I live to tell the story on the DJV show for Monday, the 23rd of July, last full week of the month of July. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring here. I'm expecting that's probably the way it is where you are, Victoria and Kara.
Oh, yeah. And lots maybe for the next 4 days.
Yes, all right. So meanwhile, back on the West Coast, sounds like a song. Meanwhile, back on the West Coast, Jennifer Horn is here to update us on some trending things that she has found as she's done her homework. DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. All right, Jen, what do we have?
Not a great way to start the week, but one where I guess we kind of have to start. Authorities in Toronto on late Sunday evening responded to a mass shooting in a neighborhood known as Greektown, where 14 people were hit by gunfire, including one fatally. Responding police exchanged gunfire with the shooter, and the suspect was killed. It is unclear right now if the suspect was hit by police fire. Authorities said it's too early to tell if this is a terrorist attack. But a story of a mass shooter, we haven't heard one for a couple of months. I hate to say it, but it seemed like it had been a little peaceful and calm. Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders said, other than the shooter, we have a young lady that is also deceased. Toronto Police tweeted late Sunday that the condition of the victims is not known, but a 9-year-old girl is listed in critical condition. 13 others are being treated at a nearby hospital. The Toronto Sun reported the police were dispatched about 10 p.m. near a place called Christina's Restaurant. Social media indicated that up to about 20 shots were heard, and so still some sketchy details coming in. Not sure if this is a terrorist link or if this is one of these mass shootings that we've had in our own country that have no real link to terrorism, but not a great way to start your work week, huh?
No.
Well, in other people in the news items, this doctor who served former President Bush, the father, was killed in a weird deal. Mark Hauschneck, I believe is where you pronounce his name. And he was out riding a bike. And somebody also riding a bike rode by him, turned around, rode up next to him, shot him twice, turned around, drove away.
Yeah.
Such a bizarre story.
What in the world?
Who rides a bike with a gun and then you shoot a random person, or was it targeted? Mm-hmm. It's such a weird,
it makes you feel like it was targeted.
Has there been road rage on bicycles? Never heard a story.
I guess this could be.
Yeah, I suppose. So anyway, this seems, it affects us all. It just does. The craziness there, oftentimes in the summertime, these sorts of things are blamed on the heat, whatever it is. It's another statistic. Yeah, it's what it is, another stat. Here's another one. A lady named Molly Tibbetts, age 20, left for an evening run from a house where she was dog-sitting with her boyfriend. Hasn't been seen since. Nobody knows where she is.
Pile on with this, but one with personal connections for me. I don't know if you guys happened to see the Trader Joe's incident. It actually got national headlines, but in Silver Lake, California, Doug, where that is, because your daughter used to live in that area.
Right. Yeah. I know that shopping center. I've been in that shopping center. There's a 365 in there, a special kind of Whole Foods in there, as well as the Trader Joe's. Anyway, go ahead, tell the story.
Well, there was a man who shot his grandmother 7 times, and then I guess there was another woman in the house, so he kidnapped that woman, put her in the car, and led police on this chase, which ended by this Trader Joe's. So he ran inside the store, barricaded himself in, shot the manager, and killed the manager at Trader Joe's, and finally I think he ended up coming out, and police were able to arrest him. But the manager of that Trader Joe's was a former student of my mom's.
Yeah.
And she was really upset this weekend because it was a student that was pretty close to her, and the girl was 27 years old. By my mom's account, by her brother's account, this was a woman who was just full of life and kind of... my mom said her mom had died, so her father, or I guess her, had either died or disappeared, but her father raised her, and she was just sweet and a hard worker, and today she's gone. Yeah. And you just don't know. It's so bizarre. She said, I was looking at her Facebook page, and she posted some little cartoon and then must have gone to work, and that was it.
It is really bizarre. I don't know, the Mondays start this way. The strangeness of things this weekend really have led me to believe that there's absolutely nothing you can plan on. The case of Natalie
taxes,
Wood.
Death and taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There are new allegations. For those, everybody here, Kara, you know who Natalie Wood was, Victoria?
Yeah, West Side Story, I'm sure, a bunch of other movies.
Yeah. Okay, so
she's a little girl in Miracle on 34th Street, right?
Yes, she is. Yes, okay. She started as a child actress, and she grew up. She married Robert Wagner. She was on a boat with Robert Wagner and drowned, supposedly accidentally. There are a lot of rumors that are floated around about her and Christopher Walken, who happened to be on the boat at the same time. There are those who now say she may have been viciously beaten before she was thrown into the ocean. The sheriff's department made the claim in a new interview included as part of a new podcast series called Fatal Voyage, The Mysterious Death of Natalie Wood. Why is it that people are so fascinated? It's a 12-part audio documentary which supposedly breaks new ground on this death, this mystery. And so the sheriff, Ralph Hernandez, said, quote, as soon as we looked at the autopsy report and photos, the bruises stood out. You look at the bruising, she looks like a victim of an assault. Her husband was hot-tempered, Robert Wagner, known for his temper. And Christopher Walken, as I say, on this boat called the Splendor off Catalina Island, November 28, 1981. Then her body was discovered in a nightgown. Hours later, floating face down about a mile from where the yacht was. Coroner ruled her death by accident. The fact that Wagner was a big matinee idol sort of...
I was going to say, was that a part of it, you think? Was there an agency
notoriety.
Or an agent or a studio that made a phone call?
Yeah,
you said,
all that
make
stuff
this
happened
go away,
all the time.
Or,
yeah. Those things happened all the time out there. But in February, the police named Wagner a person of interest. He was the last person to see her while she was alive. Apparently, a broken wine bottle on the yacht was used to beat her. At least that's the inference here. Even though at the early investigation, the broken bottle was blamed on the rough seas. Hello.
The, can't be that rough, right?
Between Catalina Island and basically San Pedro, where you'd go across there, is that rough seas? Talk about rough seas.
Not often.
Enough to break
sometimes.
A bottle of wine?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The mystery surrounding that, somebody did something.
Yeah.
I think most people can.
Well, yeah,
agree.
Think it's the mystery. I think it's because she was an actress and she died. How old was she when she died?
43.
Pretty young, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of the same. I don't know. People are still making movies about Sharon Tate and those murders.
Right.
I think it's the mystery. It's because she was a celebrity. People are just obsessed with that and want to know all the details.
That's right, Kara. I saw something.
Because I think
last
there's another movie
Thursday
coming out about Sharon Tate this year or next
year.
Well,
there's a Manson.
Like
yeah.
There was the Manson connection. It was something that I saw. I'm trying to remember because I was half asleep.
Isn't
when I was
Tarantino
it.
Doing that new Sharon
yeah,
Tate Manson
this was
murders thing?
Another sort of documentary about the girls that followed him and why it was he was. It was a whole list of women that he bedded because he was supposedly quite the ladies' man.
Ugh.
And women fall for his stuff.
What year was that? Was that in the 60s?
It was about the same time as
69, I think.
Yeah, late 60s.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, the Woodstock stuff. It was all the same era, the same thinking, the drugs, the music. He fancied himself as some kind of a singer, and women took to him, and he'd bring them back to wherever he lived, and the house is full of women. You know, one woman would fall, okay, you want to come live with me? Sure, come on, thinking that they were going to be special, and there were a dozen or more women who were all of them quite attractive. What they saw, this guy was a creep. He looked like a creep, acted like a creep. What is there about that sort of thing that turns women on?
We've asked this question before, and I don't know if we'll ever come up with an answer for it.
But you know what? How many people's mothers probably in that time period said, you don't know if you're going to marry an axe murderer or not because everybody looks awful. Shave those beards, cut that hair. How many moms can you hear screaming that?
In the late 60s, the bra burning and the huge culture clash and all that. Yeah, that's true. I could see that. Yeah. Now, nothing is shocking, so, you know, what are you going to rebel against? If you marry a nerd now, it's rebelling.
In the past 15 minutes, yeah. Right. Yeah. It's really pretty amazing when you look around at what reality is. Thinking about your parents, thinking about your boyfriend, your girlfriend, who do you have in your life? Who are you sleeping with? Do you really know? I was told once you never really know the person you think you love. And maybe there is something to that. You don't know.
I'm always eyeballing Buddy. I'm looking at her.
Yeah.
Always got one eye on
Buddy. All that fur hides who you really are.
Yeah. All right. Here's a way for you to celebrate the week. A good way for us to get started here in talking about some of the specials that MyPillow has. MyPillow, the guaranteed pillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. My Pillow has a special this week. We're continuing with the buy one, get one free using the code DJV at MyPillow.com. MyPillow also has a special for pets this week. Your pet can enjoy the comfort of the very own MyPillow pet bed. Special discount using the promo code DJV again at MyPillow.com. All the products they have come with a 10-year warranty. I'm looking at pictures of some of these beds. Have you looked at the catalog, ladies, to see what they have? You have the beds. This is a cool one. I'm going to get one.
Beds might be on my list.
Yeah.
For my two little guys. Yeah.
Daisy has eaten up the two that were here.
So they taste good, too.
Anyway, yes, apparently. Right. Yeah. All kinds of cool colors. There are three sizes made with the padded interlocking fill. It's the same fill you're sleeping on. So keep your pet cool and comfortable. This is a machine washable and dryable pillow bed, just like everything else that they have. It's available now. The premium pillows, too. Don't forget, buy one, get one free. Promo code DJV. All these offers go until the first of next month at MyPillow.com.
Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
JV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and Boy George in the musical spotlight. I don't know this song. Boy George taking part in a genealogy series. Found an interesting link. His relative was Irish Republican Army. Was executed in the was in the army and he was executed during the War of Independence. There's a movie coming out about Ireland and Scotland and England. This was on a BBC documentary. Who Do You Think You Are is the series. And it surprised a lot of people to unearth his Irish link. His real name is George Allan O'Dowd. The show followed his known Irish roots back to his family in Tipperary, County Tipperary. George was told that Thomas Bryan, a cousin of his grandmother, was one of the Forgotten Ten, executed in 1921 for targeting a truck filled with black and tan soldiers, i.e. English soldiers. Bryan was just 24 years old when he was arrested with that group of ten. He and his co-conspirators executed on the spot, buried in unmarked graves, but most of their bodies were reburied with state honors back in 2001. George said, quote, "It's amazing to discover this part of my family history. I'm proud and I'm sad." In the episode, which airs tonight on BBC and BBC America, Boy George visited his ancestors' graves, toured Dublin's Mount Joy prison, where Thomas Bryan was hanged. So, it's very...
I love those genealogy shows.
Never know who you're connected to.
Yeah, they're interesting. They're really interesting.
Never
yeah.
know who you're connected to.
Right.
26 past the hour on the DJV program. More music. This one is a focus on Tom Petty. His fans have been urged to share photos for a project. They're going to be using this new musical video for a song off the upcoming career-spanning box set, An American Treasure. Submissions can include a picture taken with Petty, a video moment from a show, or any creative photograph used as an expression of love for the band. Fans can send the footage into An American Treasure to tompetty.com/fanvideo. That's Tom Petty, one word. How many people here are fans of Tom Petty?
Sure.
People listening, anyway. at tompetty.com/sandvideo. 60 track releases of An American Treasure dropping on the 28th of September include a number of unreleased recordings, alternate versions of some of the classic hits that they've had, live performances, deep tracks as well. Box set will be the first Petty release since his passing in October of last year. His wife and daughter are the catalysts and executive producers behind An American Treasure. Of course they are. Millions of dollars here, amongst other things. One of them said, Mike Campbell, who was one of the bandmates, said everybody involved in this project chose each track with tremendous care and deep respect for the body of work Tom Petty created over the course of 40 years. I saw a trailer at the movies this week for that Freddie Mercury movie.
It looks
Bohemian
so good.
Rhapsody. I was not interested until I saw the trailer. And didn't somebody, did Chuck say on Friday the trailer wasn't any good? Or was that for another movie?
No, that was something else. He likes the Queen biopic,
Right. Yeah, it looks like it would be, it's my era of music, and I've never really been a big fan of either Mercury or Queen. But then you hear some of the music and you think, that's still kind of infectious. And you see his impact on the crowds. For some strange reason, he had one of those personalities that crowds loved. Maybe it was his performance. I don't know what it was.
He's been voted best frontman of a band of all time, like numerous times.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Oh, yeah. He's one of the greatest frontmen ever.
Yeah.
You see the Live Aid footage, and it's incredible.
All right, so that's the Tom Petty story, 28 after the hour here on the DJB program.
Inverted feelings.
This is Emotional Management. He's Dr. Christian Conti.
New smartphones have tremendous features that make your phone do some spectacular things. For example, one application or setting is called Inverted Colors. By pressing Inverted Colors, everything on your phone instantly transforms into the opposite color. This feature is fascinating. So fascinating, in fact, that my 11-year-old daughter, Kaya, when she was playing around with this feature, said to me,
"You know, the Inverted Color app is a really great metaphor for what you can do with negative thoughts."
She continued,
"Wouldn't it be great if during times when you had negative thoughts, you could just invert those thoughts into something positive?"
Now, I might be a bit biased, but I really believe that's an absolutely phenomenal idea.
And if you'd like help inverting the feelings in your life, listen to Dr. Conti's new podcast, Tackling Life with Ray Lewis.
Most sports are played outside, so they should be enjoyed outside too. That's why Buffalo Wild Wings offers the Sports Patio. Sure, you can stay indoors with air-conditioned comfort and human-friendly light, but few things beat natural light, a cold drink in your hand, a delicious wing in your mouth, and athletes entertaining you on television. So order up some cocktails or beers and some of our signature shareables. Then watch all the games on our sports patio. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Patio availability varies. Please drink responsibly.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's latest international tweet feud is with the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Rouhani issuing a warning to the U.S. on Sunday, saying the Trump administration's hostile policies to Iran could lead to the mother of all wars. Trump responds by telling him to never threaten the United States, or he says, in all caps, "You will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before." Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivering a scathing speech on Iran's leadership on Sunday.
Mr. Pompeo delivered his remarks at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley in a speech titled "Supporting Iranian Voices."
The level of corruption and wealth among Iranian leaders shows that Iran is run by something that resembles the mafia more than a government.
I'm John Clemens.
And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the control. Oops, say it again, Doug V. Control. Speaking quickly, this Monday morning, the 23rd of July, time for us to turn our attention to Victoria, who has this moment's trending story.
Well, it feels like another day, another recall of a product that is, that we all love and that's popular. Now Ritz crackers are the newest one, and they've been recalled across the U.S. due to salmonella concerns. They have announced that they're pulling the whey powder that is used to make the crackers. Apparently, that's the source of the problem. They've had no reported illnesses so far. They say the recall is simply a precaution, but they're taking away Ritz Bits cheese crackers. Cracker sandwiches in a variety of different packages, Ritz cheese cracker sandwiches, the bacon cracker sandwiches with cheese filling, and Ritz everything crackers. So there is a whole list of the full recall. You can go to Ritz if you want to. If you have any products in your house, they say return them or throw them out, which you always say don't throw them out. Return
them. Don't throw them out. Bring them back.
Yes.
So whey as in W-H-E-Y?
Yes,
kind of
correct.
Whey?
Yep, that's the dairy
whey
powder.
Protein, yeah.
Yep, whey powder is, I guess, the source of it. So.
Yeah. Well, that's
seems like everything is salmonella. I was reading a whole list over the weekend of all these products that have been pulled. Raw turkey. Well, we know about raw turkey, so why is that a concern? Cook it.
Well, why would exactly. Cook all of this stuff. Don't eat things that are raw unless they're vegetables that you know came out of your garden, or you went to the farm and you saw them picked, or you know they were picked, you went out into the field. If you know and you see and you can experience the farm, that's a great way for you to be pretty safe, feel pretty good about what it is you're getting. But all this other stuff, it becomes like a routine now. It's the same kind of stuff, salmonella, listeria, the E. coli that's around. There's some stuff that's even stiffer than that you'll get. So sometimes
it's bad for business. It's bad for grocery stores. It's bad for companies. Yeah. It just seems like I don't know why it's all happening so much now. Mm-hmm. There's such a concentration of it that.
But Ritz crackers is not exactly what you'd consider fresh food.
Right.
But when you know whey protein, by the way, much of it comes in big plastic bags from Russia. It's the excess from cheese being made, and for some reason or another, we get it here, use it. It's the main product in Kraft American cheese, which is neither cheese nor is it made in America. It's whey protein from stuff that comes from Russia, and that's the same stuff that they use. Whey protein is a great filler. It gives it texture. It gives it consistency. But whey on its own is good for your body. It's a protein source. And so it has lots of different components, and it is it's pretty easy to travel around. But when you travel around with it like that, it's pretty easy for it to get contaminated. Say that again, Doug. Contaminated. All right, let's get to today's celebration. Today is the day for your grandma. National Gorgeous Grandma Day is today. What do you call your grandma, Victoria? What do you call your grandmother?
Yeah, this is going to be really a bummer. I never really knew my grandparents.
Neither of them.
Yeah, they died. Both my grandmothers were gone before I was three, so I didn't really know them.
What about you with your grandmas? I remember you talking about one of them, if not both of them, since I've known you, Jennifer.
Yeah, my mom's one we called Ba.
Ba.
And then the one that you knew, Dougie, was Mima.
Mima.
Yes, and I named both of them.
Yeah. What about you, Kara? Your grandparents? Your grandmother? Your grandmother on your maternal and paternal side?
As I don't have either of them anymore, but as far as, you know, I always just called them Grandma or sometimes G-Ma if I was talking about them.
G-Ma, wow.
G-Ma and G-Pops, but that's typically just to my other family members. I typically didn't call that to them, to their faces.
Interesting. How are grandparents? My grandmother I used to call Mama because I couldn't say grandmother, so Mama is where it came out, and my her husband, my maternal grandmother, my maternal grandfather was Daddy Ward. His name was Wesley Ward Sands. And we didn't call him Grandpa. Brendan calls me, yeah. Miles calls me Gramps.
And that's cute. I like that.
Right. Hi, Gramps. So anyway, as far as grandmas are concerned, even though we don't have too many of them hanging around here, you can celebrate with all of us, because we have memories of our grand. I don't have any memories of my father's folks, because they weren't around. He was an orphan, and so there weren't any on that side. But plenty of memories of my mother's mother and my mother's father. How about you? Think about your grandmothers today. Hopefully you were fortunate enough to know both of them. Or if your father was married a couple of times, maybe your mother was married a couple, maybe you got a bunch of them hanging around. Celebrate National Gorgeous Grandma Day. Send your gorgeous grandma a card. Maybe you can find her on FaceTime. Use the hashtag Gorgeous Grandma on social media to say Happy Gorgeous Grandma Day to you. You call her Nana, maybe Granny, Grant. We couldn't call, like, I'm Gramps. Grants, now you couldn't do that. All right, so that's it. Everybody celebrate if you've got somebody like that. Yes, people say it's just another Hallmark day, but it's nice to think about your grandmothers for sure. Television now in the focus at 20 before the hour. Jennifer, what do we have? A lot of repeats, it seems, this weekend, although I didn't have a lot of time for television.
I didn't see a lot of new going on this weekend. I did watch a couple of Dodger games, which is always fun, always to have those on in the background. It seems like summer for me when I actually have some baseball going on.
Yeah, it's really great. I found myself lately, I don't know whether it's because I've been working until dark and I come home and I have a bite and I sit on the couch and I fall asleep. I fell asleep twice last night, actually, and I think Friday night I did too, for whatever, but it's a nice peaceful way with the boring old shows on to fall asleep. All right, so then with that in mind, do we have anything good for tonight? This summer seems to, is it just me, or this summer just seems to be a wasteland, or is it so many people are watching Netflix and other things that they just, that the networks don't seem to care?
Kind of feels like the same as always, right?
Yeah, there's actually more stuff that's new than I oftentimes.
Oh, I did watch a little bit last night of To Tell the Truth. That's that I did watch that because Ashley Graham was on and I wanted to watch her, so I watched her. Cucamonga. All right, so there you go. Now that's the end of my report.
So what I was going to say is that it tends to be a lot of game shows.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Done driving the railroad?
Yeah, let's go. Your turn. Help yourself. Get all on right. That caboose and let's go.
Oh, I'm on the caboose. All right, on Bravo tonight, they are all new. The Real Housewives of Orange County will be filled with drama and champagne, no doubt. That starts at 9 o'clock on Bravo, followed by an episode of Southern Charm, Savannah, which I just sort of want to watch because Savannah, Georgia, to me, is just absolutely beautiful. So maybe I'll set my DVR for that
the
one.
Old South. The Old South is how it looks.
Yes. AMC has a brand new Dietland. That's tonight at 9 o'clock, and that's followed by a new Unapologetic with Aisha Tyler, who I've noticed must be trying to do a little press for her show, because normally you don't hear a lot of political commentary from Aisha Tyler, but lately you have. So I think maybe she's kind of going the route of Samantha Bee, some of the other late night hosts who have gotten kind of a boost from going political. And you can catch her at 10 o'clock on AMC.
Will we get something different out of her politically, or is it the same old stuff?
It's roughly about the same, but delivered through a different vessel. How about that? CW is new tonight. Penn and Teller Fool Us is at 8 o'clock. There's also a new episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway? That's at 9 o'clock on CW. New episode of Antiques Roadshow, if that's your thing, on PBS at 8 o'clock. Sometimes I feel like that's Doug's thing. On Fox, new episode of So You Think You Can Dance, that's at 8 o'clock. And NBC has what seems to be a hit this summer. I have only watched it like one time, but American Ninja Warrior seems to be a pretty big deal for NBC. That's new at 8 o'clock. Followed by a new Dateline NBC. ABC has a new episode of The Bachelorette. We're getting down to the wire, so there'll be a selection very, very soon. Followed by a new episode of Proposal at 10 o'clock. And on CBS, a couple of new shows. 9 o'clock is a brand new Salvation, and at 10 o'clock, a brand new Elementary.
And don't forget, it's Shark Week.
Shark Week!
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah! I started last night. I wrote that down. It is Shark Week. That's right, all week long. Yes. There you go.
Shark Week where? What's the network?
It's on Discovery.
Discovery. Bear Grylls jumped into open water with all kinds of sharks last night.
And then Shaq and Ronda Rousey also?
Yes, Shaq and Ronda Rousey too. They've got good celebrities this year for it.
What, they go jump in with the sharks, these guys?
Yeah,
in one of those shark cages.
Really?
Tonight's episode is Great White Abyss.
But they don't show Sharknado on that.
No,
that's on Sci-Fi.
This is serious shark stuff.
Yeah, this is real.
At 8 o'clock tonight, by the way.
You mean that's not true? Sharknado isn't true? It didn't really happen?
Fake. And I don't. This is why I wrote it down, because you know who's going to be on Monster Tag tonight at 8 o'clock on Discovery? Grunk like shark.
Grunk.
I know.
Grunk versus shark.
I forgot all about it. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, Lindsey Vonn, and Gronkowski will be on Shark Week this week.
You'll all be happy to hear that the performance on Thursday on The View, Jeanine Pirro being told to get the blank out of the studio by
Whoopi,
has ended in the New York Times Sunday bestseller list, having Jeanine Pirro's book number one. So Jeanine Pirro said yesterday, thanks, Whoopi, for making my book number one. Woo-hoo! It looks like the same old retreaded stuff that you always read from those folks, but you can thank Whoopi for making it number one, and I'm sure Whoopi doesn't really care, but one of those things. Okay, let's get to some sports news. Jennifer, on the Tour de France, one of the riders was tossed for punching a competitor. Wow.
Sometimes you just get mad, so, you just let it fly.
Right.
Italian cyclist Gianni Moscone has been expelled from the 2018 Tour de France after TV images showed him throwing a punch at Eli Gesbert, a rider from the Fortuneo Samsic team.
What is that?
You can tell I'm really into this.
What is that? But what is that? What's that team? Why do we
I have no clue. I think it's maybe another Italian team, a rival team.
Yeah. All right.
Race officials and Team Sky reviewed footage of the incident, because, you know, all of this is televised. They put it all on TV. Mm-hmm. After the conclusion of Sunday's stage, the Tour de France commissaries used an article in the UCI regulations to come to their decision, citing acts of violence among riders. In a statement, Sky's team principal, Sir David Brailsford, said, "Gianni is desperately disappointed in his behavior and knows that he has let himself, the team, and the race down. We will address this incident with Gianni once the tour is complete. I decide then if any further action should be taken." Also, what, he punched a guy on a bike? Big deal. "I would like to offer my sincere apologies to both Ellie Gespert and Team Fortunato Samsic for this unacceptable incident. Video footage showed Moscone turn and strike a blow in the direction of Gespert as the two rode in the peloton. The incident happened during Sunday stage 15 from Malau." This is a really good story, guys. "From Malau to... to Carcassonne, where the riders will enjoy a rest day on Monday." I'm done hearing all of the names in that story.
This is one of those things that, like, I don't understand the Tour de France, but people really love it, and I don't really get it. Yeah. It's like golf to me. I just don't get it. But isn't it's one where, of those things that people...
Who's the guy that was with the singer?
And it's like 3.5 weeks long, and people keep watching it.
Lance Armstrong?
Lance Armstrong lost his testicle on the Tour de France. You ride on those bikes.
I was pretty sure that was from cancer.
He was one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, but he got cancer from riding those bikes. That's those little seats.
I think his testicle actually just fell off after riding all that way.
Yeah, it may have been all the doping he was doing.
Victoria, my dad is one of those guys, though, because he rides his bike all the time, like, mm-hmm. especially in the summer, like at 30 miles every day. He's crazy.
He's one of those guys that only has one testicle?
No, he's one of the guys who watches the show, but I'll make sure to pass that info on to him if that's what you think. But, yeah, I'm sure he would love to go to France and be one of those crazy guys who holds a flag and, like, runs along the cyclists and almost knocks them over, because they're always those crazy people. So, yeah.
Hi, Victoria. The Memphis Grizzlies are in the sports news.
Yes, Memphis Grizzlies center Mark Gasol was part of a group that rescued a shipwrecked woman in the Mediterranean Sea last week. The woman was fleeing Africa and was saved by Proactiva Open Arms, which is a Spanish activist group. Mark Gasol is also, he's from Barcelona. He works with this group in the NBA offseason, and he tweeted a photo of this woman who was on a stretcher. She was on the boat. He said, "Frustration, anger, and helplessness. It's unbelievable how so many vulnerable people are abandoned to their deaths at sea." And so what happened was the Libyan Coast Guard apparently had attempted to rescue. They intercepted a boat that had 158 people on board. They provided some medical and humanitarian assistance. And what this group, Proactiva Open Arms, said is that what the Libyan Coast Guard did was they left two women and a child on board and then purposefully sank the ship because they didn't want to go on Libyan patrol. And so a toddler died, another woman died, and Marc Gasol was raising awareness for it, which is, the truth is, if an NBA center who's been on, you know, he's had his whole career, 10 years with the Grizzlies, if he hasn't talked about these issues, no one would really hear about this in the news.
Mm-hmm. No,
apparently, this is a really big thing over there.
Wow. Spectators yelling at Tiger Woods over the weekend, not only yelling at him, this probably happens, doesn't it, from time to time. His playing partner, Francisco Molinari, actually won the British Open, but there were people on the course that were getting all kinds of noise. Some child was yelling at Xander Schauffele.
I don't know, but that's not allowed on the golf course, right? I'm pretty sure someone had to be kicked out because they yelled at Tiger Woods right as he was getting ready to hit the ball. So I don't know how people get so excited about golf, but who knows?
10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the DJB show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. AT&T is going to roll out 5G service. I wish I lived in a place where I could get even 1G.
I'm sorry about that.
Where can I move? I can't get, for love nor money, any service here on the farm. So what happens with AT&T here, Victoria?
Well, you know, you've been hearing a lot of buzz about 5G service. A lot of different companies and providers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, they're all talking about 5G is the new G. And the truth is, we're really behind. We don't even have 5G here in the States yet, and other countries have been using 5G for over a year. So we hopefully will have all of this resolved by the end of this year. It won't happen, I'm sure. But AT&T announced that they have a dozen cities this year in 2018 that will have 5G service. They announced the new three are Charlotte, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Oklahoma City. Those are the three new locations that will have 5G within the next few months. AT&T says it's deliberately targeting a mix of mid-size and large cities, trying to test out the technology. Cities are more complicated, usually, with signals and things like that. So they're saying that all Americans should be able to use better connectivity to avoid a new digital divide. And AT&T said 5G will be more than just a better network. They think it's better for business, better for economic opportunity, greater mobility, and things like that. This could also help mitigate some of the net neutrality issues.
I was wondering, that was my question.
It could,
affect the net neutrality.
We could end up kind of thinking that cellular companies might end up being the saviors if if net neutrality goes way off the rails. A lot of states are still fighting it, so I don't know if it where it stands. But AT&T, of course, is competing with Verizon. That's their biggest competitor. And Verizon's launching their own 5G mobile later this year as well. T-Mobile is building 5G in 30 cities next year, and they're merging with Sprint. Sprint's also eyeing a 5G launch by the end of this year. So we'll be hearing more about this. Now, the problem is they can install all the 5G they want, but no one's cell phone can accommodate 5G yet. So that means everyone's going to need a new cell phone.
That's the bad news. Won't it make it better, though? At least you have more of a push, mm-hmm. even if you have a 4G phone or even a 3G phone.
If your phone can't carry it, then you're still going to see 4G written on the top of your cell phone screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, but does it make it stronger
than
the 4G,
it
would seem? That's what I was wondering. Find out the top 10 user-rated iPhone apps according to analytics firm Sensor Tower. I'm all ears. Let's find out about that now.
The Geek Out. With the Apple App Store turning 10, we've gotten a whole bunch of best and worst app lists. But the app analytics firm Sensor Tower put their database to use to find the 10 apps with the highest average user star rating, with a minimum of 100,000 reviews. So in the top 10, at number 9, it's Spotify, the music subscription app. At number 8 is Waze, the very popular traffic avoidance app. At number 4 is Domino's Pizza, which is loaded with useful features for, ordering pizza and then tracking its route to your location. At number 1, with 98% positive reviews, is a soothing sound app meant for meditation called Relax Melodies. There's a link to the full report and the top 10 list on our Twitter timeline, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get back to the action here, Victoria. There's a firm called Coinbase,
yes,
which has formed a political action committee. Why would that be?
Well, so cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, those, we hear about them a lot. Coinbase is the most popular trading site for all of the cryptocurrencies, and they need a little bit of political clout. They kind of get dumped on a lot. People are still very skeptical about cryptocurrency, and so now they're angling for more clout in Washington, D.C., and they're looking to form their own political action committee. They will start getting behind certain candidates who believe in cryptocurrency, who support it. Usually people with a tech background tend to be more favorable towards cryptocurrency. There's a lack of regulation right now, so they want to get in on it while they can still form and help shape and mold the regulation that is sure to come. There's lots of hacking scandals, wild price swings, things like that. It can be exchanged and bought and sold 24 hours a day. So there's a lot there that, they want to get their foothold in Washington, which makes sense.
Crypto! Yay, it sounds like something in a bad movie. It's time. It's crypto time.
Yes.
59 after the hour, speaking of time.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.